clearly incredibly disappointed, and the performance was so far away from what we've been. It's a really difficult game for us to go through. But what we need to do is not overreact right now and make sure we get the detail and look at the game closely before we come up and go. Because if you look at that game, you got everything you could possibly get wrong, we got wrong. We were belted in areas of the game that we are consistently pretty good at, around contest, around stoppage. Defensively, we couldn't control much of the game at all. They were better at the contest, they were better at every part of the game. We know that we are way better than that performance. We have consistently seen, and we've seen it in the last couple of weeks, we've seen sides have an absolute disastrous game, but turn it around and bounce back. And that's up to us right now, is to turn around and bounce back, because with one round to go, there's so much still going on and so much still to play for.
You've got company, but why do you think you're so consistently inconsistent, arguably the most inconsistent side of the competition in terms of your best and your worst?
I think it works around our performance around the ball more often than not. When we're inconsistent, and that's the language you've used, when we're inconsistent, we are very, very poor around the contest. And that's something that we just got to continue to work at. There's no easy way out of it. It's not a miracle cure. It's one about, you know what, we just got to keep going there and keep working hard. We've got, if we look at the players that we played against tonight, Goldstein, Higgins, Cunnington, Zeeble, if you put our names that we've got up against them, you go, well, we're capable of being way better than we were. It doesn't mean we're capable of winning every week. No side in the competition is capable of winning every week. But we are way more capable than the performance we put out there tonight. And I think that's really clear. Let's not go looking for everything right now and go, okay, let's look at the detail. Let's make sure we're clear on the detail. And we will look at it really, really closely to give ourselves a chance to get better from that performance tonight. Because we could nearly turn up next week and we will be better than what we were tonight. Because that was so bad that we have to own it.
Did you think, I guess, you turned the corner after those back-to-back wins, the last couple of weeks, and thought you actually had solved your inconsistency issues?
I think every side in the competition, when they win a couple of games, feel like they're in the right path, but the competition does it. Let's look at the facts. The facts, North Melbourne last night kicked their lowest score in history, and they came out tonight and play like they played tonight. I think Essendon got smashed here last week, and they're winning tonight. The game just does it to you. It's too... Talk about us being inconsistent. Competitions is equally as inconsistent. I'd hate to be trying to figure it out.
Todd Goldstein clearly had a night out. What did you make of your two lads?
Oh, clearly. He was the best player on the ground. Closely followed by Cunnington, probably Zeeble, Higgins. But Todd Goldstein smacked us, and smacked us good. And we had two people out there who everyone last week said had done a great job, and we got one was a young player and one was an experienced player, but he by far was the best player in the
room. On reflection, do you think Lysett would have helped, or is he formed as well?
Yeah, that's an easy question, isn't it? On reflection, but the reason last week we were complimenting what we were doing with some of those people who were in the ruck for us tonight, and young Pete's a learning ruck, we get that and we understand that, but his challenge was to come up against a competition elite ruckman, and clearly tonight he got a lesson and he'll learn a lot from that. But yeah, Scott's a very valuable part and has been, and I've said that all the way through. It's not like we don't think Scott's going to be back in our team, but tonight after the event we could easily have had Scott Lysett maybe out there, but Scott went out of the side for a couple of reasons as well, so it's not that easy.
Can you give us a bit of insight into why, I know you're not going to tell us everything, but any sort of general insight into why Scott's not in the same team inside?
I told you some of his performances in the couple of weeks previous, not tonight, were a little off for what he would like. Scott's not been poor in any way. My language around the reasons for Scott has been mostly about Pete's form. Pete's form had been so good, so strong. He's a young emerging ruckman who I think there wouldn't be many teams in the competition that wouldn't like to have a young Pete Laddams in their group. So we rewarded that. Pete will learn and he'll get better.
How do you keep morale?
It's pretty simple. We've started at the start of the year. We've got round 23 to go, and who knows what's going to happen. We, as I said, we can't predict the next game, let alone the next five or six games. So we get through the weekend. We brush ourselves off. We look really closely, though. We won't miss looking really closely, and we'll look for the opportunities to improve ourselves and give ourselves a chance. And we'll go into next week with clearly, because of the position of our game, we're going to know everything that we need to know.
Do you think the boys looked a bit complacent out there?
No, I didn't think they looked complacent. They looked like they were certainly outplayed. And when North Melbourne got rolling and they got running, they flipped their game a fair bit tonight, the Kangas. Reece experimenting, he's got not much to to lose. So he experiments a little bit and has a look at something different, because those numbers that they put up tonight are so far away from what they've done in 8 or 9 weeks that Reece has been coaching. So, and they got on a roll, and we see it in this game. Unfortunately, we see a performance like that from teams, and we've done that to other sides. We've done that type of performance to other sides. We've had it done to us. It's bloody hard to explain when you're sitting on the negative side of it, and it's really easy to talk about when you're on the positive.
Did you know about the result in Adelaide, though? I guess that it was an opportunity to really, you know, have one foot in the finals, pretty much.
We had our own control. We didn't have to worry about any other results. We just had to play well. And you know, we've tried, and we always try to make sure we focus on us and not the competition. And that's from an individual performance and a collective performance. As I said, we start out at the start of the year, you've got to play 22. You get to the end of the 22 and you decide where you are. Right now, we're in a bit of a scramble.
Do you think the expectation of the board, Ken, this week, I know you've got your own expectations, does that bring extra pressure, that stated expectation, to make finals?
For who?
Well, Koshy's gone on record as saying that he thinks finals is a pass mark this year. You're down in a situation this week where you're sort of borderline.
We've spoken about that. We've had a lot of comments around what Dave and I both think collectively, and we both agree that we set out at the start of the year like 18 teams. We set out to try and make finals. That's what we're in the competition. We're not here to make up numbers. We're not here to not be a part of trying to win it. We try to win it every year, and it does not have one iota of a bearing on the way we approach week in, week out. David's incredibly supportive of myself, and I'm incredibly supportive of our playing group, and we will stick out the challenge that we've got in front of us.
Ollie Wines, how is he?
Yeah, he's okay. He copped obviously a whack on the side of his leg that obviously hurt him for a fair bit of time, but I think there was a lot more hurt in Ollie than just the whack on the leg, and like the rest of his teammates out there tonight, they were hurting bad.
Obviously, it's probably a rougher night for the defenders. Tom Jonas, Plury, Westy. I mean, how do you kind of pick their morale up after, you know, getting so many goals kicked on them?
Simple. Paid to perform, and we've got to go back out there and do it again, and that's what we've got to do. And they, good luck to them tonight. They were faced with a barrage. There wasn't much that they could have done almost by the end of it to try and stem the enthusiasm of the ball that was coming at them. They were in a position where they were doing their best to try and hang on. That's all they were doing.
All good.
All good.
Thanks.
Thank you.